For more on the security questions raised in the United States by the terrorist attacks in Belgium, I'm joined by Washington Post national security reporter Adam Goldman, who's in Washington. So, Adam, can we first just start out, how did the terrorist attacks in Brussels change the way that security officials here in the U.S. are going to do their jobs?
I think what the U.S. Counterterrorism officials are taking away from what happened in Brussels is that ISIS is looking to the West in ways perhaps they hadn't thought before. And I think for U.S. counterterrorism officials, they're going to keep digging down and trying to figure out who went to Syria from the United States and from European countries.
So when it comes to tracking and monitoring potential terrorists here in the U.S., what are the differences between the situation here in this country and in Europe?
I think we're much more diligent, and we have the terrorist watch list. And two of the brothers who were implicated in the attack in Brussels were actually on this watch list. So that means the United States government had information about them. They received from another government, possibly Turkey, and put them on the watch list. The difference is they took them very seriously, the U.S. officials, and Belgium admittedly did not.
Can you talk a little bit about the differences between the Muslim communities here in the United States and those in Europe?
You know, there are 800,000, you know, Muslim Americans in New York. These are assimilated communities. You look across the country in Iowa, in Colorado. There are longstanding American Muslim communities there that are completely integrated. They're not isolated like these immigrants in Europe who are sort of on the periphery of society.
But the U.S. is not immune to these types of homegrown attacks, right? We had the San Bernardino attack. We've had dozens of prosecutions of people here in the U.S. suspected of being connected to ISIS.
Yeah, that's right. We're certainly not immune. And that's what makes us most vulnerable are the so-called lone wolves. And they fall under the sway of this Islamic State propaganda or Al-Qaeda propaganda. And they sort of on their own launch attacks. There is a slight difference with what we're seeing in Europe is that these individuals, they've gone to Syria and then returned home to mountain attacks. That's much more difficult to happen in the U.S. simply because of the controls that are in place to, A, identify people before they travel abroad to Syria and those attempting to come back. And also, you know, the numbers aren't that large. I think we're talking there might be about two dozen people approximately, Americans, who are fighting in Syria. I mean, you're talking hundreds, thousands of people from Europe have gone to Syria.
Today, President Obama spoke about enhanced cooperation between American officials and Belgian security. Can you just talk a little bit about what that might look like and what cooperation has been up until now?
Well, I think they've been working toward better cooperation for the past year or two, trying to get the European intelligence agencies, police departments, to provide information about people who have gone to Syria and returned home. And from the U.S. perspective is they want that information and they want it quickly, not just the names, but possible email accounts, social media accounts, cell phone numbers that they can track back to the U.S. And they're continuing to push for that now. I mean, as we know, the FBI is helping Belgium authorities. They're working closely with them, and the FBI also has a legal attaché there at the embassy. They are trying to work together and figure this out.
Adam Goldman of the Washington Post, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.